At World Pork Expo in Des Moines, we're visiting with Dr. Ron Plain with the University of Missouri Extension Economist in Livestock Marketing. And Ron, interesting presentation this morning as the pork industry tries to figure out how to deal with the explosion, I guess, in the situation with sow housing and all of the announcements from food companies that have been coming out here recently that they want gestation stalls taken out of their pork supply chains. And to this point, really didn't have very good numbers, apparently, on just what percentage of the breeding herd, of the sows, were actually being in open pen gestation versus individual housing. So you have put a survey together, and it sounds like it came together pretty quickly here. Tell us about how this all came together.
Sure thing, Ken. As you say, a lot of retailers, restaurants have been talking about moving to selling product from sows that are held in open pen gestation, but no real numbers on how much product's available and how fast it's increasing, and therefore whether they can actually deliver on that, because the grocery stores and the restaurant chains don't raise the hogs. They're dependent on farmers for that. And so National Pork Producers Council asked us to do a survey in time to have it available here at the Pork Expo of just how many are. And so there's 70,000 hog farms in America. If you want to do a random sample, you need 7,000 on your mailing list and stuff. But what we took was, let's go with the largest firms and try to get them to respond. We got 70 firms to respond. A simple questionnaire: what's the name of your firm, how many sows do you have, and what percent of them are in open gestation today, and what percent do you think will be in 2 years from now? Well, those 70 firms had 3.6 million sows, 62.5% of all the sows in America. It's not a random sample, but it's a big chunk of the hogs out there. And on average, weighted average, about 17% of the sows and bred gilts in the country, it looks like, among these 70 firms, or the 62% of the hogs, are in a open pen gestation once they've been confirmed pregnant.
And some indication that they're starting to move that direction a little more in the next couple of years?
Well, we also asked, that fourth question was, what percent do you think will be for your firm 2 years from now? And it's a forecast. The average, weighted average for that question was 23%. So it looks like the group plans to go from 17% to 23% housed in open pen gestation.
And you didn't ask beyond a couple of years down the road where they might be going?
No, you can ask it, but you always got to take forecasts with a grain of salt. A number of the firms responded with a range. They'd tell you they've got, maybe 15% now in open to pen gestation, and they plan to have 20 to 25 in the future, and which sort of reflects the fact that it's tough to predict. It's a costly transition, and they got to sort of anticipate how much profits they're going to make and how quickly, if they're changing, they can implement it.
So admittedly, this survey is weighted towards the larger producers, so you'd have to assume probably the smaller independent guys. Well, I don't know what you assume there.
Yeah, that's a good question. We only surveyed hog firms that had 1,000 sows or more. So anyone smaller than that, and there's an awful lot of hog farms smaller than that, wasn't on our potential list. And certainly we didn't survey all of the firms with 1,000 and up. It was those that we could quickly get some names on and addresses. So as to what, whether or not the smaller guys, a lot of these firms, very few of them were 100% open pen gestation. A lot of them, and large firms tend to have a number of buildings and a variety of production, and a number of them, it looks like, have a few sows. It's a different management style that comes with open pen gestation, and a number of them, I think, are trying to figure out just how much does it cost? How much more labor does it take? Just how does performance stack up? And so there's a lot of larger firms that have both and a small number of sows and open pen gestation. I think it's sort of in the learning mode of figuring out whether they want to go this way or not.
Yeah, I mean, this has kind of been percolating for a few years, but it seems like now it's kind of bubbling over, and I'm sure you're right. People are trying to figure out just where they're going to go from here. And but the big question, I guess, being asked in the news conference this morning of everybody was, are there going to be enough hogs available under these circumstances in a few years to meet the needs of the consumer?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Ken. Will there be enough hogs potentially available? And the other part of this is the hogs doesn't show up with a label on it. Somebody has to implement some sort of tracking and segregation system to identify, this pork chop came from a hog whose mother was housed in this particular way. Well, there's no real sort of system in place yet to segregate and track and verify this. So one of the concerns that National Pork Producers Council has is that some of these restaurants may be making promises to their consumers that they won't actually be able to deliver upon. I mean, restaurants and retailers are dependent upon the supply chain to give them the product and to document that. And it's not good for anyone in the industry to make commitment that you can't follow through on. It's not good for the retailers. It's not good for the hog producers either. You've got to maintain credibility and with the customers out there.
So as you look at kind of the big picture, I mean, what do you see happening with the industry here? I mean, is it too early to predict?
Probably so. Other than change is always with us. I would guess that the survey indicates that we've got firms that are planning to increase the slightly the number of sows in open pen gestation. Retailers, are feeling, some of them are feeling pressure to make some sort of commitment on this. But from my perspective, the key thing is putting in place some sort of tracking verification system and be honest about the fact this is going to be more costly than the current system and discuss how they're going to pay for those costs and what the likely impact is going to be on their customers. And that's got to be sort of thought out and discussed before you're ever going to be confident that you can back up claims at the retail level.